Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. A half hour, 30 minutes, that's the amount of time President Biden spent on the phone Thursday with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. This as the White House pressures Israel to show just how they will protect civilian lives going forward in Gaza, as well as the lives of humanitarian workers like the ones killed working for World Central Kitchen this week.
The results on the ground are woefully insufficient and unacceptable.
U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken. Biden reportedly told Netanyahu he wants to see immediately how Israel plans to improve the situation for the civilians. The White House saying Biden made it clear U.S. foreign policy toward the Israel-Hamas war will be riding on their response. Those hoping to see an alternative to the Trump-Biden rematch from the bipartisan No Labels group are disappointed this week. National Director Joe Cunningham said Thursday they just couldn't find the hero candidate they were looking for.
That's where we ran into a bit of trouble, is at the end of the day, we weren't able to find candidates that we felt had a straightforward path to victory in this.
A NASA employee charged in Houston, Texas for carrying out multiple sexual assaults of women over multiple years, using his position at the space agency to gain trust with victims. 27-year-old Eric Sim allegedly also used online dating apps to connect. And investigators say they believe there may be more victims, perhaps even overseas. Meteorologists forecasting an extremely active hurricane season ahead. USA's John Schaefer.
Colorado State University researchers anticipate 23 named storms and 11 hurricanes, with five potentially reaching major Category 3 or higher status. The increased activity is attributed to unusually warm waters in the tropical Atlantic and a probable shift to a La Nina climate pattern. The hurricane season begins on June 1st.
This is USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
10 to 15 years, that's what prosecutors in Michigan want the convicted parents of school shooter Ethan Crumley to serve in prison. The teen shot up Oxford High School in 2021, killing four of his classmates. Parents James and Jennifer Crumley were each found guilty of involuntary manslaughter after they turned a blind eye to their son's mental health problems and left a gun used in the crime unsecured. On Wednesday, prosecutors said they'll ask a judge to sentence them both to 10 to 15 years in prison. Layoffs on the horizon for Amazon. Corey Myers has those details.
Amazon says it's cutting hundreds of jobs in its cloud computing unit, AWS, as part of what they call a strategic shift. The tech team that oversees the actual physical Amazon stores will lose a few hundred people, plus several hundred roles in the AWS sales, marketing, and global service organization.
The only thing that can ruin the eclipse on April 8th, clouds. And some are expected to show up. Texas and Ohio might not be the best spots thanks to the weather forecast calling for significant cloud cover in those states. Forecasters are optimistic about the northern part of the path of totality, with clear skies most likely in northern New England and upstate New York and in Arkansas and Missouri. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
It was your best vacation ever.
You on a beach having a great time. Then some stranger walked up and said, "Hey, how'd you like to come here for the rest of your life?" And then he went on and on about how much money you could save. You listened, saw his presentation, ended up signing a contract. And now, 5 years later, you have a timeshare you never use. But you're still paying for it. That's the contract.
But what if we could show you a legal way to end the contract and get out of your timeshare nightmare?
It's called Timeshare Exit Defense. Our lawyers will work with the gigantic timeshare company lawyers and get you out of your agreement. No more maintenance fees, no more payments. Call now. Get your free ebook to learn how to exit your timeshare.
800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. That's 800-296-1332.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Well, good morning to you. Bill Martinez here, 6 minutes after the top of the hour, and we're going to be joined by Dr. Susan Michael, International Christian Embassy, Jerusalem, USA, director, to talk about all things Israel. A lot is going on there right now. Dr. Michael, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us. How are you?
Thank you, Bill. It's great to be with you again this morning.
Well, 171 days of the Israel-Hamas war, and, you know, I appreciate you coming on to give us an update. Tell our audience where we stand today at 171, especially in light of the breaking news last night of the UN resolution, which I thought was quite interesting because I thought the United States was kind of behind this, and then they took a step back and abstained when the vote took place. It's kind of weird, huh?
Well, that's because there's two different resolutions. So there was an earlier one that the U.S. Put forward that did link the any ceasefire with the release of the hostages. Mm-hmm. That one was vetoed by China and Russia. So this next one that was put forward did not link the release of the hostages to a ceasefire. It mentions both, but it doesn't link them. So the ceasefire is not predicated on getting the hostages back. And that's why Israel is so opposed to it. And the U.S. should have vetoed it, but instead they just abstained and they let it go through. Mm-hmm. So it is a bit of a diplomatic crisis going on now between Israel and the United States over this.
Well, exactly. And then, of course, you know, the UN, as we know, has been pretty much a toothless tiger in all this. I mean, what can they do in terms of enforcing this?
Oh, I know. It's like a colossal waste of time and money, the United Nations. So it is very much a toothless tiger. This is not in any way going to force Israel into any kind of ceasefire. But what it does is it represents the sentiment of the international leaders, and that's what's sad about it, that it does indicate the United States does not have Israel's back at the moment.
Yeah. Well, certainly we saw what happened last week with leader Schumer making statements. It was shocking, the statements that he made about Israel. And then, of course, Anthony Blinken continues to be on his tour. And Joe Biden, you know, I look at it more, Dr. Michael, and you can tell me if I'm wrong here, but it seems like the United States is more meddling than really helping out Israel in this whole situation.
Well, what we're doing is we're politicking and we're preparing for a presidential election this fall.
And okay, so meddling is what could be appropriate then.
Absolutely. And these Democratic leaders are playing up to the progressive movement that's part of their party. because of the election that's coming up. So Israel's being sacrificed at the altar of the fall elections.
Well, and of course, what was supposed to happen this week was Benjamin Netanyahu was to come to D.C. And in light of the recent events, he canceled his trip.
Well, yeah, he was sending a high-level delegation to D.C., and he did cancel it. You know, look, Netanyahu is a very smart guy. He's been through years of politics and elections. He knows you just got to do what you got to do, and I guess I hope he understands that that's what's happening here in the United States. But he's got to do what he has to do, so
exactly.
He has to stand up to it. I'm very proud of him for standing up to it.
Yeah, exactly. Well, there's no equivocation, and this is the kind of leadership that Israel is demanding right now. And this is the thing that, I mean, no big surprise here. I mean, we're talking Joe Biden and this administration, which Bob Gates wrote in his book back in the 80s, that at the time, I think it was 40 years, he said that in 40 years, Joe Biden hadn't gotten anything right when it came to, you know, foreign policy. So, you know, he continues to bat 1,000% here. You know, he hasn't gotten much right when it or anything right, it would seem. You know, we can just look back at Afghanistan and other things that are happening, how he's really mishandled the Russia-Ukraine situation and certainly what we're doing here. So I think the last guy that needs to be involved in anything that has to do with military and military strategy is Joe Biden. And unless you just want him, you know, to kind of be that, you know, the canary in the coal mine, to know that whatever the canary is doing, just do the opposite.
That's great. Yes, and the sad thing is that here, languishing in captivity, are over 100 hostages, and that's what moves this up on the scale of urgency. These are lives of people that we don't even know how many of them are still alive.
Exactly.
Who knows what they've been suffering, what they are suffering every day. We need to get them released. And the last thing the UN needs to be doing is to relieving the urgency from that issue. It's about hostages right now. And we need to continue reminding the American people that these hostages are still in captivity, and we need to raise our voices for their release.
Shouldn't it be a non-negotiable in terms of releasing the hostages? But it just seems that what happens because of international influence and pressure against Israel, that could you imagine if the international community just said, look, we're not going to talk any further. You got to release the hostages. None of this, hey, give us one hostage and we'll give you 1,000 former combatants. I mean, this thing is absurd. I know that Benjamin Netanyahu, because of the pressure that he's getting at home, he's got to do whatever it takes. But and maybe it's just a pipe dream to think that, you know, there could be unanimity on this issue of hostages. I mean, this is unacceptable. I mean, this is against Geneva Accords, against all that we know that is decent. What Hamas is doing, there's no justification for them to hold civilian hostages as in the manner in which they're doing it.
Yes, and we have almost more concern for the Hamas terrorists
exactly.
that are hiding underground in Rafah than we are about the hostages that they're keeping. And it really, to me, indicates the high level of anti-Semitism around the world, and that Israel's becoming the thing that you have to hate to be.
Well, they're the pariah. Yeah, they're the pariah right now. Exactly.
Even their hostages, because they're Jews. You can't take up the cause, or you know that you will be blacklisted. And that's really a very sad state of our world and our politics.
It is on so many levels wrong, and like you say, a sad state of affairs. But this is where leadership comes into play. And as you mentioned earlier, and I feel the same way as you do on this, Dr. Susan Michael, that Benjamin Netanyahu is becoming that classic example of leadership in these kind of situations, isn't he?
Yes, and, you know, there's a lot of debate about Netanyahu these days. There's even lots of people in his country that don't like him, but they're solidly behind him in his quest to defeat Hamas and to bring back the hostages. He has the support of the country.
Yeah, without a doubt. Dr. Susan Michael is with us with the International Christian Embassy in Jerusalem. She's the USA director, and we'll have more from her on the other side of the break. Stay with us.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com, or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay. What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your healthcare costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Welcome back. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, fresh and independent, just the way you'd like to hear from us. I'm Bill Martinez. Dr. Susan Michael continues with us. Dr. Michael, we can. I want to talk about your new book, Every Generation's Story, 75 Years of American Christian Engagement with Israel. Tell us about this, if you would.
Well, that was just a fun book that we pulled together for Israel's 75th anniversary. And we wanted to celebrate 75 years of blessing that Israel's brought to many Christians who have had the opportunity to travel there. So we highlighted the story of 18 individuals, American Christians, that had gone to Israel and come back with their life changed and just a lifelong passion of supporting Israel being engaged. My story is one of them. My first trip was there as a 19-year-old, and it completely changed the trajectory of my life. So we wanted to highlight stories like that in celebration of Israel's great anniversary.
Yeah. Well, I have a story myself, but I want to hear yours. 19 years old, you go to Israel, and I mean, here it is. I mean, at 19 years old, what did you know that you were going to do? And here we are these years later, and, you know, you're involved with this organization that, you know, shares the blessing of Israel, which is consistent with our Bible. It says, you know, you've got the blessing, you know, that Abrahamic blessing that God pronounced.
Yes.
Those who bless will be blessed. Those who curse will be cursed, right?
Well, absolutely. And I was in college at the time as a biblical studies major. So when I went to Israel for a summer study program, the Bible just comes alive when you're there.
Oh, doesn't it?
You're
it
just
does.
Sitting
yes.
there seeing where it all happened, and you realize how true and how accurate the Bible is.
Right.
And that's life-changing. But for me also, the world came alive to me, because in Israel, they're there from almost every nation. They're so world-aware. It's so multicultural and ethnic, and it just made me so interested in learning more about this world that we live in. And so it changed the entire trajectory of my life.
Yeah, the thing that amazed me was the structure. I mean, you look and you're seeing layers of history on top of layers of history there.
Yeah.
You know, you come from America, 200 plus years old, you know, we're approaching 250. But by comparison, and you go into Israel and you see, I mean, you can look at it and say, wow, that's a lot of rubble. But I looked at it, I just said, I mean, if rocks could speak, I mean, you know, even Jesus said, you know, just the Venuses, we just went to Palm Sunday, and you had the Pharisees telling Jesus, hey, tell those people to shut up, you know, not to say anything, not to praise you. And he says, hey, look, even if that was to be the case, the rocks would speak out. And for some reason, you go there and you look at it, and to me, I'm thinking, if the rocks could speak here, what would they tell us?
Well, when I first went at 19, I wasn't interested at all in archaeology. It was just hot and dusty and a pile of rocks, and they're telling you this is the that. You're like, how do you even know? But over the years since then, I'm not going to give away my age, but it's been many decades since then, archaeology has become so exciting in Israel. And one of my favorite places of all to go to is the 4,000-year-old mud brick gate to the city of Laish, or what became known as the city of Dan. That's the city that Abraham went to 4,000 years ago, and on his trek to go retrieve Lot, his nephew.
Nephew, right.
Mm-hmm. And you stand there looking at the very gate that Abraham probably entered, and it blows your mind.
Exactly.
And not only do the rocks speak out, but being in Israel, you're surrounded by prophecy fulfilled. The Jewish people have come back home just like the Hebrew prophets said that they would thousands of years ago. And that's also an amazing testament.
Yeah. The other thing I enjoyed was I could eat bread in Israel. Just, I don't know what they do. I don't know what the secret is, but the bread is unbelievable, and I could eat it without a problem. Here in America, I eat bread, and I say, oh, my gosh, I'm just loaded, you know.
Oh, isn't that interesting? Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, of all the things to comment, I mean, I'm telling you, rocks, I'm talking about bread, you know, but... Yes, but on top of all this, just as you said, and I heard this when I was going to Israel, people said, oh, my gosh, you know, people who had gone to Israel, and they said exactly what you said. That is that you will look at the Bible totally different. Your understanding of the Word of God will change so dramatically, and they were exactly right. It does. It does come alive. And,
yes, and you can't be too young or too old to go. It's a trip of a lifetime, and we encourage everyone. We help take tours over to Israel just for that very reason, because we know how important it is for them to see it for themselves, to have that experience.
You know, it kind of reminds me, if I can bring it in Western terms here, you know, we like to take our grandkids or our children to Disneyland. You know, we used to enjoy it a little bit more previously because we just wanted to see the joy in their face. And I got to imagine for you, you know, supervising people coming in that have never been to the Holy Land before and to see the look on their face, I can imagine it must be just like taking your grandkids to Disneyland in a sense.
And it's the same, whether you're a new believer or a seasoned saint or pastor. We love to take pastors over. And we've had them tell us, I preach at a whole different level when I came back, because the Bible just took on a whole new level of importance to them or application. And so we love to introduce people to that.
You know, you think about it, it really is God's gift to his creation, isn't it? That we have Israel there, its rich history, you know, the focal point comes from time and time again. Here we are since 1948, when Israel became a nation in one day, as God said. You know, when does that ever happen? But our God is Almighty, and He's He's prophetic and tells us in advance what's going to happen. And here it is, true to his word, Israel becomes a nation again. And here it is. The struggle continues, those antithetical forces. But we know what's going to happen, you know, what the final chapter is, don't we?
Yes. And it, as you said, it's in fulfillment of his word. And the Hebrew prophets were so detailed at times, and it's so accurate. And we've been privileged to actually be a part of that return of the Jewish people. It's still going on today. They're still returning from Ethiopia, even from India, from France, and it's going to be more and more from the United States, I'm afraid, because as anti-Semitism is rising around the world, many Jewish people are saying, we need to go to Israel. We need to be a part of protecting our people. We'll be safer there than anywhere else. And so our organization has been very involved in that over the years, and it's been a real privilege. Just being on the front lines of something that God is doing is so exciting.
Again, and true to his word, what some have meant for evil, God turns to good. All things work together for good, right? This is what's going on right now. This is a continuing manifestation. And I say an endorsement of what God has already stated. Just watch it play out, as you say. I mean, you would think, oh my goodness, Israel is at war with Hamas 171 days and counting here. And people are going, I'm going to Israel. And, you know, right? I mean, that doesn't, you know, that's not a tour director type of, you know, encouragement or a marketing slogan. You know, we're at war. Let's come to Israel, right?
That's right, but we've just had three groups go because they wanted to show solidarity, and they were able to go down to that area near Gaza and see where it all took place, and they're able to come back and testify to what they saw.
Well, when I was there, we were up in the north, and we were with one of the retired officers, IDF officers, and we're standing on top of this blown-out building. And he goes, over here to the left, we've got Hezbollah, and over here we've got this, you know, terrorist group, and he's citing all these different areas, and they're all within, you know, just very close proximity. And I'm going, wait a minute, and we're standing on top of this blown-out building with a uniformed officer for why? Just only by the grace of God, Dr. Susan Michael, I got to tell you. Hey, thank you so much for being with us. All the best to you. God bless.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer offer you wonderful money-saving benefits. But you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
USA News Update. Anticipation building for Monday's solar eclipse. USA's John Schaefer with more.
This will be the first total eclipse visible in the U.S. since 2017 and the last until 2044. The path of totality, where the sun is entirely obscured by the moon, will begin crossing the U.S. around 2:30 p.m. Eastern Time and conclude approximately an hour later. During this phenomenon, the moon will completely block out the sun's light for a few minutes, accompanied by a drop in temperature. Totality will be experienced in several states, including Texas, Oklahoma, Arkansas, Missouri, Illinois, Michigan, Kentucky, Tennessee, Indiana, New Hampshire, and Maine.
California could become the first state in the U.S. to pass a right to disconnect from work law. It would restrict employers from contacting employees during off hours. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
With you 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. Dr. John Zemarek from Stream.org is with us right now. John, good morning. How are you?
Hi, Bill. I'm doing well. Thank you.
Hey, before we jump into the Brewmaster stories of the day, I did want to get your read on, you know, what's going on with Donald Trump. I mean, this is just amazing to me. And I started to put a list together of all the things that Donald Trump has done for the city of New York, you know, in terms of building, how he's helped. I mean, he refurbished an ice rink that was all but gone. And I mean, he's done so much for that city. And what Letitia James and the city is doing, thank you very much to Donald Trump, it's just unconscionable. And I think that the payback on this whole deal right now, as ugly as it looks, well, I'll tell you, I think the payback on this thing is going to be severe, and it should be.
That's right. Well, I'm a lifelong native New Yorker, and I've moved out, and I never want to go back. And I saw a survey, something like 50% of New Yorkers say they would leave if they could, and they're actively looking for ways to leave.
But the problem is,
They're turning it into an unlivable hellhole where illegal aliens can commit crimes in the street and get away with it, where squatters can seize your house, and if you try to take it back, you'll be arrested.
Exactly.
It's turning into Seattle and Portland.
Mm-hmm. Well, and the thing is, I like you, John, but I was a West Coast guy. I was born and raised in California. My kids are still there. And I left there, 13 years ago. And the problem is that, you know, for me, okay, I'm in Florida, but how long is Florida going to be okay? I mean, this disease is just, it's like a cancer. It's metastasizing. And so, you know, for people to say, okay, well, I left New York. Well, we can't surrender New York. You can't surrender California. You can't surrender Illinois and some of these, you know, decidedly blue states and just let them continue on their merry way. Otherwise, the country is done.
Well, the country may be done, but I'm just talking right now about New York needs to feel the consequences. It needs productive people to leave. It needs property owners to sell. I mean, I'm talking about trying to force New York to feel some consequences. But, I mean, there are cities like New Orleans where you pass a certain threshold where too high a percentage of the voting population are recent amnesty recipients of amnesty or a blood relative of a felon, you know, related to a criminal, where you're never going to get a majority of pro-law enforcement people.
Exactly.
I call it the Port-au-Prince problem, where it turns into Haiti, where Monsieur Barbecue and the cattle gangs are in charge. Mm-hmm. And that is the goal of the left. The goal of the left is now purely destructive. They don't have anything positive. They're not seeking justice. They're not seeking reform. They're not seeking freedom. What we have to see is the left is like the possessed pigs in the parable, the story of the Gadarene swine in the gospel, where they're just possessed by demons, galloping down to drown themselves in the sea. Dostoevsky wrote a novel called The Possessed, where he depicted the force moving the radical left. And this was back in the 1880s, where he showed that it was a force of destruction for its own sake.
Exactly.
And I've argued this in several pieces at The Stream. Mm-hmm. Does anybody really think that bringing in 10 million illegal aliens, most of them high school dropouts, into a country where we don't have any low-skilled jobs for them to do, does anybody really think that's going to help America? And I've been arguing that. Does anybody really think dosing kids with puberty blockers and cutting off their healthy sex organs, is anybody even bothering to investigate whether that makes them happy? No, they're not. They stopped even arguing for it. All they're doing now is whipping up hysteria, and their only argument left is that they're going to punish you if you push back.
And there's no argument, John. They're not arguing. Yeah. They're just doing it.
Right.
I mean, there's no debate. I mean, the deal is in a sense, you know, I saw this a while ago, maybe a couple of years back, is that what's happening in Israel, and of course it's quite evident today, is similar to what's happening here in the United States. You have a people in Israel that just want to live in peace. They want to just be productive individuals, protect their families, enjoy life. And then you got the other one that wants them wiped out. Well, guess what? This is America today. We have a percentage of the country. I can't even say 50% because it's less than that, because they've been overrun by these by these people that have really have changed the demography of this country, and they've overwhelmed us with these illegal numbers now. So you can't say 50%, but it's less than 50% of the country that is fair-minded and peace-loving, and they just want to work hard and enjoy life. But then you've got the other half that they're so weaponized, John. They just want you dead. They literally they want you dead and gone.
Well, and here's proof of that. Kyle Rittenhouse was trying to speak at an event with Charlie Kirk, and he was besieged by violent rioters. Again, everybody now knows Kyle Rittenhouse was simply defending himself against a pedophile who was trying to kill him in a mob that was chasing him, that shot at him, that tried to smash his head with a skateboard. Everybody knows he was acquitted because the video evidence showed he was defending himself. These people still hate him. They still want him dead. They still want him dead. That's what they want from us.
Yeah. So here we are. I mean, we're like Israel right now. You've got half the country wants to survive, the other half that wants you wiped off the face of the earth, and that is the left's mindset. And people need to wake up to this binary choice that is before us, John. There's no negotiating with these knuckleheads. I mean, here we are. We just negotiated another budget, $1.2 trillion. And the Democrats are all, and those on the left are all, excited and everything. Because what it did is the Republicans rolled over once again, and they gave them fodder for this 2024 election for them to go back to the constituency and say, you see how? See what we're doing? We are in control, and look at all these great things that we've done for you. Until guess what? We're right now $34 trillion until we finally get to that point where Congress can't print up any more money. And we're just flat broke. And now what's going to happen in the streets of America? You're going to have riots. I mean, this is, we're going to be like all these other third world countries.
Haiti.
Yeah, exactly. Haiti. I was just going to say. Yeah, go ahead.
We're turning into Haiti. Mike Johnson sold us out. The Republicans in Congress, the thin red line that's supposed to protect us, are selling us out. I think if the Democrats sent the Republicans in Congress to concentration camps, those Republicans would cast proxy votes from the concentration camp to fund the guards at the camp in order to avoid a government shutdown.
Sad but true, John. You're exactly right. I mean, this is how messed up this is. Because, the thing is the left has gone so far left, and I keep saying this to everybody, is that the middle is no longer the middle. They've drugged, it's kind of like that tug of war. And the left has just pulled the right of the Republican Party way past the center line. And the Republicans are thinking they're negotiating, based on this new center line, and go, wait a minute, just go back 10 years and look where the center line was. You're rolling over. You're not. This is not a fair fight. You're getting your lunch bag handed to you or stolen from you. And then this is why they hate Donald Trump, because Donald Trump, he knows how to negotiate it, and he sees really clear what's going on. And they're embarrassed because, just some logic makes them look so bad, John.
They're possessed by the devil. You can't negotiate with someone.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it, and you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. That's 800-699-0358.
How would you like to save money on nearly all your prescription drugs? We've set up a special toll-free number for the RX Outreach Program. They're a nonprofit company whose mission it is to make prescription drugs more affordable to the masses. They don't take insurance, and in many cases, your prescriptions are even cheaper than your co-pays. They carry thousands of different prescription drugs, so whatever you're taking, there's a good chance they have it. No coupons are required, and this is not a discount card. It is pure savings on your prescription drugs. They specialize in generic meds for any chronic health needs you have. Call with your prescription and find out for free how little you can pay for your prescription drugs. Remember, we don't take insurance, so call right now.
800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. That's 800-705-6581.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Fred Dreyer here for the product I use and love, Balance7.com. Are you suffering with heartburn? Get relief from Balance 7. You know, most people are able to go back to eating the foods they enjoy with Balance 7. Please don't be stubborn. This really works. You're just a sip away from enjoying the foods you like. Try Balance 7 with a money-back guarantee. Are you experiencing fatigue and brain fog? So many people complain that in the afternoon, their energy seems to disappear and the brain becomes foggy. Balance 7 neutralizes the acids in your body. This aids your digestion. The energy from food is more effective, and afternoon brain fog fades away. Balance 7 is the answer. Go to balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Mention the code word FRED and get $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention the code word FRED. Get heartburn relief and more with my favorite, balance7.com.
Weaponized governments. We talk about, this binary legal system, this multi-level legal system, lawfare, all this injustice that's happening. America, you've got to wake up. I mean, you're next. I mean, Donald Trump is exactly right. What they're doing to Donald Trump, I mean, this bond that they're, that they put upon him, in violation of the Eighth Amendment, but they don't care about the Constitution, and I think we were talking with Court Kirkwood earlier. He says they don't care. I mean, the Constitution be damned. This is where it's at. I mean, we're almost delusional, John Zemerick, to think that the Constitution is still in play here. I think we're fooling ourselves.
Well, Bill, that's why they constantly talk about the fact that some of the founding fathers were slave owners, and they want, just like large parts of the world and almost the whole Muslim world at the time. Mm-hmm. But America is the place where abolitionism actually took root and worked, and also Great Britain. But they want to destroy the Constitution because it's an obstacle to them wielding power. It goes back, Woodrow Wilson hated the Constitution because he said it made government less efficient. Well, that's the point of the Constitution, is to stop tyranny. It's to control the human tendency to bully the weak and rob the minority and cage everyone up and whip up the passions of the mob. The whole point of the Constitution was to prevent America from turning into a tyranny, from becoming the kind of hellhole that it's becoming today. I got a new piece at the stream, a narco-tyranny in the USA, Hunter Biden versus Peter Navarro. Mm-hmm. A narco-tyranny is the tactic that's been used by tyrants over the centuries. It was used by the Nazis. It's what's used by the mafia, used by the communists, where you have one set of rules for your friends and one set of rules for your enemies. Exactly. Anarchy for me, tyranny for thee.
Exactly.
We see it in the fact that Peter Navarro, a Trump administration official, is being sent to prison for boycotting the Kangaroo Court January 6th committee, which we now know deleted crucial exculpatory evidence. We knew it was politically biased, a total partisan hack job from the beginning. Who helped it along? Liz Cheney, Adam Kinzinger, and the Republican establishment. Kevin McCarthy, Mitch McConnell, our own leader sold us out. But Peter Navarro took the brave stand of refusing the subpoena to go testify at that Stalinist purge trial. He's now going to prison. Hunter Biden refused a congressional subpoena in December 2023.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody's arresting him. Ask Democrats how they defend that selective enforcement of the law. They don't even bother. They just say, shut up, fascist. Mm-hmm. And then they send a mob to attack your house.
Exactly.
Or they try to get you canceled or fired. That is the methodology of a narco-tyranny, and it's literally how the Nazis came to power. In the late 20s and early 30s, the Nazis were nothing like a majority in Germany, but they had street mobs. Mm-hmm. The original Antifa were the Nazi brown shirts, ironically enough. But they would beat up their political opponents. The police would come, but the judges were biased in the Nazis' favor. The judges thought the Nazis were good young patriots, so the judges would throw out the cases. They would send the socialists, the Catholics, the labor unions, the Jews, they would send the people who defended themselves against the Nazis, they'd send them to prison, and they'd give the Nazis a slap on the wrist. It worked for the Nazis. It's what they're doing to us now.
Nothing new under the sun, John. Nothing new under the sun. It's rinse and repeat. And here we are, and this is what's happening, to your point, in America today. And I'm like, I just want to grab America, you know, that whatever, 50% or less than 50%, but close to 50% of Americans that still believe, and they still want to believe in the American dream. And you know, like, we've got people in churches who supposedly should know better, and you know, only 50% of people who go, or people of faith, will actually bother to register to vote, and of that 50%, only 50% will actually go out and vote. I mean, you're contributing to this.
They're being lied to by false prophets. People like David French. I've got a piece at the stream.org. David Vichy French, where I literally compare that so-called evangelical, so-called patriot, so-called conservative, who has now endorsed Joe Biden. I compare him to one of the historical leaders of Vichy France, the French who collaborated with the Nazis. I do a point-by-point comparison of how sellouts like David French and Russell Moore and Mitt Romney and Nikki Haley, they are mimicking what the French who surrendered did in 1941 to 1944 when they collaborated with the enemy. These people who lost control of the Republican Party in 2016 would rather see the country destroyed by the demonically possessed radical left. They'd rather see that happen than see Donald Trump and his voters rejuvenate the Republican Party in a populist direction. It's like, if they can't win the baseball game, they're going to blow the stadium up with everyone inside it. It's just that act of petty destruction and hatred, not really for Donald Trump, but for his voters. Mm-hmm. They hate us.
Yes.
They're spitting on us. George W. Bush equated the January 6th peaceful protesters with the 9/11 hijackers. That's what these people think of us. Remember John McCain's funeral when they built that pyramid for him on the National Mall and buried 100 slaves and 100 horses to serve him in the afterlife. No, I'm kidding, but when that bipartisan cult ritual, remember George W. Bush holding hands and virtually smooching with Michelle Obama while Donald Trump was pointedly forbidden to attend.
Yes.
All the Republicans who attended that funeral and gussied up and nuzzled with the radical left, that showed you the enemy within.
Exactly.
Our leaders who have sold us out. They're like those Indian chiefs who would be corrupted by the white man with barrels of rum and trinkets and would sell out their tribe's land so that they could get drunk and they could enjoy themselves. That's exactly what the Republican establishment were. They're Indian chiefs drinking from the bottle of rum.
Well, look what happened to Hawaii, John, to your point. Exactly the same thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, there it is. At stream.org, in this piece that you have, Anarcho-Tyranny in the USA, Hunter Biden versus Peter Navarro, you bring out something that I wanted our audience to take note of, and that's the elites. They're admitting it's okay to win elections by cheating. They have no shame. There's no shame anymore. They just, we're cheaters. It's okay. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, this is the Rasmussen poll. And Rasmussen said, this is the most frightening poll result I've ever seen. 38% of the wealthiest Americans, almost all of whom are on the left, 38% say it's just fine to cheat to win elections. And of the ones who describe themselves as political junkies who spend a lot of time on politics, like the real pros, something like 67% say it's okay to win by cheating. You can't negotiate with people like this. You can't work with them. You can't compromise with them. And, you know, the Republicans in Congress, you've got people keep peeling off and leaving Congress. Kevin McCarthy resigned. Ken Buck resigned. We're down to a one-vote majority. That they're trying to throw the House back to the Democrats before the election so that they can certify a fake so that they can steal the election.
Exactly. This is the thing that's amazing, the timing on all this, John. I mean, I'm sitting there going, wait a minute, Kevin, why are you leaving when we're already with a thin margin already? And then Buck?
Doing it to punish the Republican Party and the American people and Donald Trump's voters, to punish them. Because they are traitors.
Yeah,
they are traitors who are selling us out to the enemy.
And they let Santos go, knowing you got a thin margin. Nancy Pelosi, that would never happen under Nancy Pelosi. She would not have lost. I don't care what. I don't care as bad as this guy was and how much he lied and whatever. I mean, they just threw him under the bus. And, you know, and what is the gain? What's the gain for the Republican Party?
The gain is for the elites inside the Republican Party. They would rather destroy the party than let the people have it. And they're doing a good job.
Yeah. Well, this is why they're freaking out with Donald Trump, and it's amazing to watch what's going on. Something has to give here, John. This cannot be sustained. I mean, either we just go down. Yeah, amen. Go ahead.
We need to pray for Donald Trump's personal safety, because we are dealing with possessed people, possessed by principalities and power.
Well, there it is. That's what Jonathan Kahn said, The Return of the Gods. Great book, by the way. John Zemeric, senior editor of The Stream. Stream.org is where you want to go for more information. Check it out for yourself. John, thank you as always. Appreciate you. God bless.
Thank you. You too.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.